Money FM 89.3, best of the breakfast huddle. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Money FM 89.3, you're in the breakfast huddle with Elliot Danker, Manisha Tank and Ryan Hwang this eve of the Chinese New Year. And it's a time when we're looking forward to lots of festive goodies.
Indeed. And one of them is bakwa or barbecued sliced pork. If you celebrate Lunar New Year, queue up, take part in long queues. Manisha, sorry. You're a vegetarian.
I know, but I hear that there are vegetarian versions, which I need to seek out. And I've been doing a little bit of research. You know how I like my research. Oh. Bakwa being having come to this peninsula, this part of the world, about in the 15th century, you know.
Oh, so it's got a long history and a long history of prices going up as well. It's not just Wall Street prices going up. We've got bakwa prices hitting new records. And here's a quick rundown of the list of prices. So at the top of my list, Bi Cheng Hiang, it's now at $60 per kg, and this is up from $58 last year. So a 3.4% rise. Kim Ju Guan, another popular one, is at $60 per kg as well, up from $56 last year. That's 7.1%. And the biggest jump I've seen on the index comes from Lim Chi Hiang. It's at $68 per kg, up from $62 last year. So it's up 9.6%. So talk about getting bang for your buck. That is all quite curious because we are coming out of our worst recession. So what's going on?
I know, right? We have a man who could have some answers for us. Song Seng Woon, economist at CIMB Private Banking. Uncle Song, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. I'm good. I'm enjoying my breakfast wonton mee at Geylang at the moment.
Wow.
Feeling
wow.
The pulse of pre-Chinese New Year and how many workers are still stuck in Singapore having their breakfast. There are many.
So you're having a lot of gains
now. Yeah.
So you surveyed all the bakwa already. Which one is your favorite so far?
Well, there are a few. Tried a couple of very atas N1 as well. I mean, this time of, I suppose, good austerity, yet we still have pent-up spending. Mm. So certainly it allows food manufacturer, business providers, etc., to come out with more, I suppose, variants of services, product, because there is all kinds of demand out there since we are all here, still essentially looking for ways and means to keep ourselves occupied or experiencing new tastes or seeing new things.
Yeah, Uncle Song, no better way to feel the pulse of the economy than to hit the streets, right? So it's very interesting we are coming out of the worst recession Singapore has seen in decades, but bakwa prices are still at record highs. At least last year, there was some excuse. There was a swine flu affecting supplies. How do you square the factors this year, these two things?
This year is different, and I suppose there are unique factors which have impacted food prices especially. Obviously, we had supply disruption still, no swine fever, but still meat prices have gone up generally, except perhaps if you look around chicken prices, still ample supply, although perhaps with the, I suppose, issues at the border checkpoints, at the causeway and the second lane, we may see some volatility in prices, but by and large, supply disruption has caused materials, especially food, to go up. Mm. Some are more seasonal, like our very strange weather. More rains has caused like food prices, like vegetables, etc., to go up. Freight costs has also gone up significantly as well, just again, because of supply disruption. So all these things have added up. And we certainly have seen meat prices, in particular, going up. And for those moving in goods, say, from China into here, the freight costs over there, because the cost of renting containers has also gone up, although have stabilized in recent days. So different reasons and factors at work today, which have seen our food prices for this particular year, bakwa prices, the input costs has certainly gone up significantly. Foreign workers, many of are stuck in Malaysia, yet at this time of the year when they normally will be seeing more workers to put people on the barbecue to roast the barbecue the meat, there's also some issue with supply over that side as well. So all kinds of things which have caused bakwa prices to move up. But very interestingly, as you say earlier on, it's a recession, which is why you do have some pressure on the demand side. So food business, the food manufacturers and businesses are also somewhat reluctant to pass on the higher costs as well, unless they really had to. And in this instance, I suppose we saw that coming through.
Yeah. Okay. Well, Uncle Sam, it's always lovely to talk to you and good to hear that you're having your breakfast. I think it's such an irony that we're talking about the higher price of bakwa. When you look at the history of it, prior to the 15th century, it actually was popular amongst those who were living in poverty because it was cheaper. So, I mean, it's incredible that we're talking about this. Why did you even come up with this index, right? This was something you had a hand in creating for Bloomberg back in 2007.
Long time ago. It was just something fun to do during the festive period, just to see what's happening on the ground, whether people are still enjoying or otherwise queuing up for that once in a year experience. I'm actually right opposite Mei Chin Kang as well over in Geylang, and there's still a queue right opposite there, all properly spaced out. So it is a kind of a occasion, rather, or a tradition that you somehow along the way of something which is cheap, just processed meat, slapped together, and then barbecue, that you go on. Oh, actually, one of my better, this year is one of the smoky barbecue, which goes very well with whiskey. But we won't go into that. But yes, indeed, it is a period where we do see, I suppose, spending because it is the festive period.
Yeah, Uncle Song, you created this Bloomberg Index or this Bakwa Index of Bloomberg as a way to track inflation to some extent.
Okay, yep.
So looking at inflation and the cost of living in Singapore in 2021, what can we expect relative to 2020? If I look at some of the recent indicators, we had real household incomes declining for the first time in more than 10 years.
Recession.
And you had core inflation in December, negative 0.3%. In November, it was negative 0.1%. But if you look at the bakwa queues and prices, is this an indicator that things are going to turn around?
Well, bakwa, I suppose, again, in terms of food prices, we talked about this earlier in terms of import costs going up significantly. So there is food inflation, and weather also has a part to do with it. Supply disruption, travel restrictions all have a part to do with it. But you're right. In general, if we were to see economic condition being solved, which put pressure on the wages and demand, therefore, being weaker, then the supply of goods and services normally would mean that with a softer demand, prices remains somewhat under control, as we've seen. Provider of services will be reluctant to pass on the higher cost, taking the hit of their margin. This and we saw that, I suppose, reflected in the figure. Going forward, if the economy fundamentals are going to improve, labor market conditions improve, we start to see some gain in wages, then we should see that translate into slightly higher prices across the board, across the economy and all industry. We should see some mild inflation, which is good. It should be reflected or reflective of the underlying fundamentals that we see some inflation. Remember, we're comparing prices in general from a lower base. Not bakwa, necessarily, but overall for economy, given the prices were lower because of the recession condition, we will see some mild inflation. And indeed, this is where we have seen some worry being sort of highlighted in the larger economies, Europe, US in particular, where all these big come-up spending on stimulus spending may lead to high inflation, but I think there's still some way to come. But that's the general trend that we see. Slightly higher inflation, but still well below, I think, where we had seen inflation coming from at the start of a, say, new growth cycle.
Well, Chinese Song Sing-Woon, he's the economist at CIMB Private Banking. And Uncle Song, looking at how the economy globally is shaping up and also in Singapore, what is the outlook for the Singapore dollar? Right now it's at 1.324 versus the greenback. So versus last year it's at 1.38. So it's stronger by 4%.
Yep. Indeed,
what type of strength are we looking at in 2021?
Well, this is very much a case of where do we see the US dollar going forward? There's a lot of debate in terms of whether the dollar is going to be still, say, used at this moment very much as safe haven currency, if there's still a lot of worry in the rest of the world, then dollar may still be underpinned by just demand for safe haven, such as dollar and gold. But if we are seeing more risk taker, as we've seen very strong market, we're seeing people say, okay, it's time to go back into emerging economies. Therefore, we see stronger currencies for emerging economies. That would also mean the dollar being weaker, then the Sing dollar will move up. So it's really very much a case of how the dollar pans out. I think there's still a general worry that the dollar weakness will persist, which in turn means that the emerging economy currencies, Asian currencies, will remain firm. Coming back to Singapore, I suppose it will probably be range-bound, very much depending on how the economic condition in the city-state and around the region pans out. If growth indeed were to be seen improving from last year, and money continue to come into the region and the pinning growth and recovery, then we should continue to see a fairly firm Sing dollar relative to the US dollar, because I think there's still that worry, long-term worry, about where the dollar is heading, given all the money printing that we are seeing over in the US, and where that could take us to in an environment where there are more risk-taking here in Asia and therefore supportive of Asian currencies.
Okay. Well, very briefly, Uncle Song, of course, the budget's coming up, so once everyone has got over their bakwa and their pineapple tarts, they will be considering the sort of list of things that needs to be done. What's on your list?
I think it's still very much a case of the economy still need a helping hand, recovering from the recession, whatever. We have done a massive amount of, provided massive amount of help for the economy, for businesses and for households. Some are on the mend already, clearly. There are obviously some industries and sectors which are still struggling because of the restriction in place. So it will be very much targeted in terms of helping businesses and obviously for the household, for those still struggling against the backdrop of an uneven recovery, there'll be assistance. So more of a similar theme that we saw over the last year or so, helping the economy transition to the new economy, digitalization, new way of doing business, more efficient in supply chain, helping the more vulnerable. So we do have, I think, all these things to very much to aim at, while, again, the long-term underlying theme of sustainable development, et cetera, as well. So lots still on the plate to do for the economy, primarily because private sector businesses, I think, are still somewhat cautious about spending. So government has to continue to spend until such time that the confidence come back and lift overall broader private sector spending, and then the government can step back, which may be the case for not this budget, the following budget. So next year, we'll talk about Bakwa and government budget again.
And maybe we can add one more as well. We can add a rose index, you know, because Valentine's Day coming up, roses very expensive.
Yes.
We start a Makewe index. How do you feel about that?
I suppose, why not?
We have virtual
one as well. Similarly, so I think it will be more strong just because the cost of transporting roses,
whether it's
from Thailand, has gone up significantly.
See.
That brings me to the other side, because many businesses, on the other hand, took opportunity of the higher cost to say, things cost more, you know, and therefore whack a big fat margin for themselves. So that's something that we have to watch out for as well.
We've been speaking with Song Seng Woon, economist, CIMB Private Banking. Uncle Song, take care.
Oi,
happy Lunar New Year.
Indeed. Huat zai, huat, everybody.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.